Introducing the Hackcast.
Okay, welcome listeners to HC Over 3, the Hackcast show where it's only me. This is episode 11, and today we have both me and the Food Tipster. Food Tipster, give us a wave. That's a wave. All right, on the news today. Have you heard any news recently, Food Tipster? Come over here, give us your tip.
Here's a good food tip. This is an oldie but a goodie. If you run out of garlic, just add some nice garlic salt. It goes really well with pepper and pasta. Just ladle it on a couple tablespoons along with the pepper, and it makes any meal delicious. Perry will agree.
Yeah, I have actually tried that exact recipe, and I gotta say, it's amazing. It's amazing. For a meal you'll never forget, just add a fuck ton of garlic salt. Okay, so first up in the news that I'm reading from my phone, North Korea resurrects Abraham Lincoln to criticize Obama. North Korea has tried warnings of nuclear attack and racist diatribes to criticize US President Barack Obama. Now it's turning to Abraham Lincoln. That's right. North Korea's state media have constructed an imaginary letter from the 16th US president that attacks Obama's deception over Pyongyang's pursuit of nuclear weapons. Nuclear. It is the latest response from the North to rising animosity with Washington following Pyongyang's nuclear test and long-range rocket launch earlier this year. The letter, posted only in Korean on the DPRK Today website, is likely aimed at a domestic audience. Food tips, did you think Abraham Lincoln wrote or knew Korean? The answer is no, I'm hearing. The letter is titled Advice from Lincoln to Obama. Then again, "Hey Obama," it begins. "I know you have a lot on your mind these days. I've decided to give you a little advice after seeing you lost in thought before my portrait during a recent Easter prayer breakfast." Apparently North Korea has quite the history of calling state leaders by certain names. It called Obama in 2014 a monkey. Earlier that year, it called Secretary of State John Kerry a wolf with a hideous lantern jaw. And the North has also called South Korean President Park Geun-hye a prostitute numerous times. And Valentin Gurin, a 25-year-old French aspiring professional trombonist, came up with a crazy new invention. He calls it the pyrotrombone. A trombone that shoots flames. As mentioned on his personal website, the idea of the pyro trombone comes from a simple observation. The public dislikes trombone concerts. So shooting flames at the audience is surely the answer. Perry out, I guess. I don't know.